Would you tell me more about how you would heat the house?
How would heat that?
Yes.
Well, we just had a fire.
Build a fire. Would you explain how you build a fire in different parts of the fireplace?
Put a great big stout green back stick right back against the back of the chimney. You know how chimneys look, I'm sure. Of course, ours is just a rough rock chimney. Some of them, and a dressed rock chimney, I think is the prettiest thing I ever saw. I think they're prettier than brick. And I always wished we had, but however we did. And then put a forest stick. And then in between that, well, we just cover up the coals at night time. Dead even though they weren't wood. And we did too, I did. When I was, me and my husband was kicking him. And then in between the coals, on top of them, and put in kindling, put kindling on that, and then dry sticks, you know, in between there, and they'd catch up, and then when the green wood caught up, well, we'd have a fire a long time, you know, and threw out a lot of heat. But it didn't, fireplaces didn't throw out heat, and I don't suppose that it still do, not like a stove, a heating stove. We got to using a heating stove several years before I quit using wood heat. And we'd buy a tin heater sometimes, well, it'd heat the house and get up warm awful quick and then go down just as quick. Well, my husband said, I'm going to get a cast heater. So we bought a cast iron heater, and it's in the back room on the porch. I hadn't gotten rid of it. I thought I'd keep it. And now the way we're talking the situation, you know, wanting people, some wanting to switch to wood heat.
Yes.
Well, I thought about all the brushes cleared. I thought I was kind of hitting the nail on the head when I switched to gas heat. And you're talking about that might have to be really cut off, you know.
It'd be awfully expensive way to heat if you had to burn wood now.
Well, yeah, sure would be.
Yes.
Well, somebody this morning, just before the swap shop, said they had wood for $8 a week. But they'd been selling it. Somebody said they'd have it, they could get it for $12 a week if they would come and haul it, and they hauled it, it'd be $15 a week. Well, all right, 2 weeks of wood, it wouldn't last a month in cold weather. Well, not more than that. That would be $30 at that price. And
by the way, how big is a rick? How?
Well, let me see. My husband's told me, and he told us more. It's 3 feet long. Two feet wide and 4 feet high. I believe that's the dimensions. He cut wood, he and my son, for a man that really was close to us, and that had a whole lot of wood. And he had two fireplaces. He used one in his mother's room and one in theirs. Some people, they switched to gas heat. And my husband and son used to cut them up, cut bricks of wood for him and put them up. And so that was the dimensions.
I see. What were the different parts of the fireplace that you remember? The stone in front?
Well, yes, some of the hearth were rock and some were made of brick. You know, he had a brick chimney. Then the jams, and then of course there'd be a mantle up over them. That's wood, you know, made of wood.
What did you have to hold the logs up on?
Well, they called them hand irons is the real name. People would call them dog irons, I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But hand irons is the real name. We had some.
And did you burn coal very much?
We never burned any coal. We used wood. A lot of people. Now, we have a neighbor up the road here. Unless he switched recently, well, he still uses coal. Mm-hmm. He was using coal and over when we came to this camp.